The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now, Louise Herty is known as a broadcaster, continuity announcer on RTE television and a columnist. Indeed, she offered regular advice to those preparing for the Flora Women's Mini Marathon in a regular newspaper column. Well, she is taking her personal fitness to a whole new level by attending a week-long residential GIJ boot camp in England. These types of weight loss and detox camps are hugely popular across the world, and many Irish women travel as they prepare for a big wedding or event. Louise Herty, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Well, I'm grand because I'm sitting here with ginger and treacle cake. How's the lemon cake, Baz? Is it
very chewy.
Lovely, yeah, delicious. Why are you there, Louise?
Don't know, God, I don't know why actually I'm asking myself that on day four. I mean, I am into fitness and that, obviously, and I love it, but I just wanted a bit of an extra challenge, really, and people might think it's crazy, but I just wanted to get away. And some people are like, well, would you not want to go to Spain and lie in the sun? Mm-hmm. Which I would, but I just wanted something to challenge me mentally and physically, and by God, has it.
And so for you, it wasn't weight loss. I mean, I know that's why the majority of women go. For you, it was an increased fitness and a mental challenge.
Yeah, but absolutely. But obviously, the weight loss and which woman doesn't want to lose a few pounds and lose a few inches, you know? So that mm-hmm. if I find out tomorrow morning the weigh-in that I have, great. But no, mentally. And it's amazing. Like, you think you know things about fitness. And I might run. I can run for hours, but actually, I've realised, you know, these short sprints we're doing here are much better, you know, things like that.
So tell us what happened when you arrived on day one. Do they stand you on the weighing scales and measure your hips and thighs and everything else?
Yeah, day one, I was in for a bit of a shock because I arrived in the afternoon, you know, I flew in to Gatwick, got the train down to Sittingbourne, which is just outside. It's an hour from London, lovely, lovely rural area. Yeah, they put you on the scales, you know, it's not really about the scales, they measure your hips, your chest, your waist, all that kind of stuff. So I was thinking, like, I'll have a cup of tea now, you know, just before I settle in. Got the tea, decaf, of course. And I was like, where's the milk? And one of the girls who had been here a week was like, oh, they don't do milk. And I was just, what? Cup of tea is all they all want and they don't do it.
So what do they feed you?
It's based on, I think, around 1,200 calories a day. Now, it's all really good food. You know, like, you've got your veg, morning you have your porridge, your muesli, whatever. But for me, I just can't believe, and it's something in Ireland we do, and even you'll see in Operation Transformation yourself, is the portion sizes. Like, it's probably half of what I would eat, and yeah, I think I eat well. You know, that kind of way. It's the portion control, so it's all smaller sizes. But we eat regularly. Like, our snack might be a stick of celery, a bit of peanut butter. But, like, I'd eat the whole jar, you know?
I know. Well, I know exactly what you're going through. I did one about a month ago.
Yes.
And for me, what it was at 6 o'clock in the evening, that was when you get your last meal, and that was the hardest part of the day.
Yes.
Because you're starving.
Exactly. What I couldn't understand was, okay, dinner at 5:30 finished, and that's in the evening. I think when we do a lot of the damage ourselves, you're drinking maybe a cup of coffee, wine, having a bit. I said, that's it, there's no dessert, no fruit, no nothing, and then go to bed. Do you know, that's the hardest part for me, even though the girls here are lovely and everyone already, you know, it's such, you know, camaraderie. It's just, oh, it's really good. It's a mental challenge. People have kids that they're leaving, partners they've never left before. You know, it's really good.
Is it all women?
But tough. All girls, yeah, amazing women.
And what sort of training are you doing? Like, how many hours training? And it's obviously military personnel that are shouting at you and getting you to drop and give me 20.
Yes, we've got two trainers who are from the Navy. They're amazing. But without being too tough, you know, if they're going to be military style and shouting at you all the time, it's not going to work, I don't think. We get up at first exercise at 7, so we're on our second round of exercise today. We ran a few miles this morning around the dreaded triangle, and now we're just doing a load of thing called Filthy 50, which is 50 press-ups, 50 little burpees, 50 everything.
Oh, God, I can hear your man in the background.
6 or 7 hours a day, yes.
I can hear him barking orders in the background.
And I'm going to get a punishment now because I'm missing this.
Oh, listen, are there any other Irish there?
There's an amazing girl I've met called Anne, and I have to say, I mean, in fairness, look, I'm only here 5 days, 4.5. She's been here for 2 weeks, and I can't imagine.
Sorry, she's been here for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Is she there?
She's here.
Oh, put her on to me there.
Hello, Catherine. Good morning.
Good morning, Anne. I mean, yes. a week is enough torture. Why are you there for 2 weeks?
Oh, Catherine, I have a lot of work to do. I just want to lose weight, but also I find it's fantastic for your self-esteem and for, you know, motivation and that. And I just wanted the challenge too, just like Louise said.
And is this the first time you've done one?
No, I actually did 2 weeks last year separately, but it's quite addictive then it becomes. And I saw this, that was advertised for 2 weeks, and I said, yeah, I really want the challenge, and I did it. So today's my last day.
And how have you found getting into the second week? I mean, what's been your lowest point?
Lowest point was the weekend was a little bit of a drag, but we had to keep focused, because if we didn't, you really would have packed your bags, ordered a taxi, you know. Yesterday as well, I woke up and we did our abdominal class at 7 a.m. But in that class, I got quite dizzy and kind of felt faint and was so. Spent the day vomiting. But, you know, I'm back up. I keep getting hot, and I'm just going again.
And how much weight do you expect to lose, Anne?
Well, I tell you, Catherine, I have lost, because I got weighed this morning as we finish up tonight. We're going back into London, a few of us. I've lost 13 pounds and I've lost about 16 inches. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And some people argue, I mean, is it safe? And is it safe to lose that much weight that quickly? And does it stay off?
Well, for me it does. And for me it was a great kickstart. I needed it. I've had a very busy year. I've relocated. I've changed jobs. I've had lots and lots of change. I kind of let it all go. And I needed to refocus and get back on track. Mm-hmm. My brother's getting married next year. There's lots happening in the family. Well, and so I really wanted to do it. So I think it's safe. The trainers are A1. They're really kind. They're very naughty. They're very bold, playing tricks on me. But they're fantastic trainers.
Fantastic stuff. Well, listen, best of luck and congratulations on getting through the 2 weeks. Louise, a little birdie tells me that you broke the rules the other day and you went down to the local village. Yes, we heard all about it.
I've never felt so bad in my life, right? On a Wednesday, they just, as a wee treat. Now, we still do loads of exercise. We walked 7 miles and ran across the beach, but we went to a lovely beach called Whitstable, you know? Mm-hmm. So we got a half an hour free. And this, you know, when you've been, like, you know, confined to a manner of doing exercise all week and you get into a little village, I got a coffee. Got an Americano. No calories, black coffee. Well, I absolutely felt guilty all day for it. They were killing me.
They were killing you. Well, Nancy...
But sure, look,
Nancy,
and, like, the thing about it is, it's the end of... You know, it is... I know you were saying there about you losing it in a week is... It's not even everybody that comes here, it's to continue it on when you go home. That's the main thing, you know.
Exactly. Well, Nancy, who has been put through her paces, her son Baz is here as well, and she's been jumping out of planes and she's been sitting on alligators and doing all of that. Nancy, do you think you'd be able for something like this?
She would.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yay.
There you go. Well, Louise, best of luck and safe home.
Thanks a million. Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Louise Herity, who was on a GI Jane boot camp in the UK.